A case before a federal judge in Texas could dramatically affect abortion access in this country, at least as much as the Dobbs decision, according to some experts. We are talking about a lawsuit filed by anti-abortion rights groups. It targets access to abortion pills, which a growing number of patients are using to end pregnancies, and a decision in this case is expected soon. NPR's Sarah McCammon has been following it all and joins us now. Hey there.
Hey, Juana.
Sarah, tell us more about just what's at stake here.
Well, a lot is at stake because medication abortion, as opposed to a surgical procedure, it's now the most common way that people terminate pregnancies, especially in the first trimester when the vast majority of abortions occur. Abortion pills are increasingly relied on by people who live in places where access to clinics is limited by state laws or geography. And the gold standard for medication abortion in this country is a two-drug protocol that begins with a drug called mifepristone. It was approved more than 20 years ago by the FDA. But now a group led by the anti-abortion rights group Alliance Defending Freedom has filed a lawsuit in federal court in Texas asking a judge to reverse that approval.
Okay, so what's the argument there?
Well, they're raising questions about the approval process back in 2000 and some of the rule changes that have been made over the years. For example, they note that under President Biden, the FDA now allows mifepristone to be mailed or dispensed by retail pharmacies. It used to be subject to more restrictions. Here's Denise Harley, senior counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom.
And since then, they've loosened the requirements again and again and again. So now mifepristone is being given to women who have never even seen a physician in person.
And under the recent rule changes, Juana, it is now possible for patients to receive a prescription through telehealth in states where that's legal. And major medical groups, by the way, have been advocating for those changes for years.
So, Sarah, what is likely to happen with this case?
Well, normally, as the FDA notes in its defense of its approval process in this case, it would be unusual to pull a drug from the market after more than two decades of widespread use. Major medical groups say it's safe and effective for most patients if used properly. But that decision is now up to a federal judge named Matthew Kaczmarek. He's a Trump appointee with longstanding affiliations with the religious right, including work as an attorney with a conservative Christian legal group based in Texas. I talked to Elizabeth Sepper, a University of Texas law professor, and she told me it's no accident that this complaint was filed in Amarillo.
The way the district courts in Texas dole out cases makes it so that there are a few places where you pretty much know exactly the judge you're going to get. So they know they have a very sympathetic ear here.
And any appeals in this case would go to the Fifth Circuit, which is known as a conservative circuit, and then, of course, to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Right. So what are the implications of this decision?
So if Judge Kaczmarek sides with the plaintiffs, the anti-abortion groups, mifepristone would have to be pulled from the market, at least temporarily. Now, the FDA could choose to start the approval process over again, but that can take years. Jenny Ma is senior counsel with the Center for Reproductive Rights, and she stresses that because this is a federal case, the impact could be felt nationwide, so not just in red states with abortion bans.
After Dobbs, it almost seemed like there were two Americas where abortion access was allowed in some states and not in others. This would amount to a nationwide ban on medication abortions, and patients who seek this care would not be able to get this care from any pharmacy or any prescriber or any provider.
The next deadline in this case, the next key date, is February 10th, when both sides have to complete all of their briefs, and the judge could rule sometime after that.
Sarah, as you mentioned earlier, the abortion pill has been on the market for more than two decades, so why are these groups choosing to challenge it now?
Well, a few reasons. They mentioned the Biden administration changes to some of the rules in recent years. But when you talk about the battle over abortion access, medication abortion is really a huge focus. That's partly because it's the most common choice for people terminating pregnancies in the U.S. This case has the potential to take that option away nationwide.
NPR's Sarah McCammon, thank you so much.
Thank you.